Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
A Dallas Cowboys quarterback shot.
What?
Anthony Wright, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, shot multiple times following an argument at his girlfriend's house.
Oh, dear.
So he's hanging out with girlfriend. Ex-boyfriend is bringing the kid back to girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Anthony, the quarterback for the Cowboys for four games in 2000 and 2001.
Those are good games.
Gets in an argument with the ex-boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend then shoots him multiple times.
Ugh.
Wright is in stable condition.
Okay, that's good.
And the latest I've seen is that police, and this was in New Hampshire, police are looking for Willie Moses Hooker Jr. Willie Moses Hooker Jr.
That's a great fake name.
They've issued a warrant for assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury with intent to kill.
I do like that Willie Moses Hooker was like, man, this name is way too dope to stop here. Son, you too will be Willie Moses Hooker. Because that name is lit, bro. You are destined for great things.
Willie Hooker?
Willie Moses Hooker, dog.
Yeah, if you take Moses out of it.
There's no way I would hang out with a guy named Willie Moses Hooker and not call him Willie Moses Hooker every single time I address him.
What if you're like, Willie Hooker?
Nah, Willie Moses Hooker every single time.
How do I know? I barely know the guy.
Hey! Sorry about Wang.
Anthony Wright, year 2000. 0-2 for the Cowboys with a 41.5 completion percentage.
Was that a Campo year? I can't remember.
Oh, it was a Campo year, my friend.
Or was that the tail end of Chan Gailey?
That was a 5-11.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that was a Campo year. It sure was. 5-11.
Shippy, see if you can get Dave Campo on the phone.
Now, next season, also a 5-11 Campo year.
I prefer Campo's third 5-11 season to the first two.
You know what? Anthony Wright, though, he ended up getting a couple starts, like a seven starts in each of 2 years with Baltimore in 03 and 05.
Those were great years.
So he put together a six-year NFL career.
Until Willie Moses Hooker came in here and screwed
But obviously, our thoughts are with him.
Well, he's in stable condition, so we can make jokes about a guy named Willie Moses Hooker.
Yes. Hopefully, he is found as well.
Yep.
And we will talk about that later.
See if you can get him on the show.
Now, Shippy. The Firefest was a big trend earlier in the year when the documentaries came out from Netflix and Hulu about Firefest.
We ready?
Music festival, including Ja Rule and other social media.
They said this is 90s night.
Social media influencers. And basically, what happened, to give you the crux of it real quick, mm-hmm. people were promised a luxurious island getaway where concert or music and concerts would be played, including Ja Rule, Blink-182, and others.
It's like a heavenly beach environment, a tiny beach that you fly to and you get there on magical planes, and then the most luxurious, incredible music extravaganza happens of all time. And you enjoy it with hot chicks and bikinis.
And they got there, and there wasn't enough room to stay. There were tents. It had rained.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. They were given bad food. It wasn't planned properly. Well, we've got something that's being called Firefest 2.0 right now in Belgium.
Oh, let's go.
Now, great beaches in Belgium.
And some waffles.
The music fest was going to be called Vestaville, okay? And it promised to be, quote, the gateway to an urban oasis of music, art, and wonder.
I used to promise girls that.
Now, much like the Firefest, this spread via social media. Now, how it worked for Vestaville here is social media was, it was getting a bunch of tweets from Cardi B.
Oh.
Trey Songz, ASAP Rocky.
Oh.
And then I'm looking at the headline. The bill is going to be, we're going to have Cardi B there, Future, Meek Mill. So this is going to be a pretty good hip-hop festival.
Mm-hmm.
Migos, Lil Pump.
Lil Pump is...
Get this.
Lil Pump. Poor name.
Lil Pump really probably needs to rethink
that
approach.
Yeah, he needs to probably change it. I'll get this on the Saturday bill, right in the middle. Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Oh, no way.
Yep. Wow. That's amazing.
On Friday, you had some ASAP Rocky, Trey Songz, you know, things like that.
Is J. Cole there?
I don't see J. Cole on the bill.
All what right, about
I quit.
What about Bigger Pump?
Now, it says attendees spent thousands on tickets, accommodation, and flights. It's a 3-day festival too, so mm-hmm. it's not just a couple days and get out of there.
It's the littest.
They arrive and they are told that the event would not be happening.
Oh no! Now they're stuck in Belgium.
Now, here's how they went with immediately. Security concerns.
Yeah.
We can't.
Me too.
We can't really.
Who could do anything?
We have security concerns. We can't do it. Now, there's another thing that's going on. People have been posting videos on Twitter, and they showed a big stage that looked ready to go. There's campsites. It looked ready to go. But many people said that basically they got there and there was no food or transportation. And while there was room for the campsites, they weren't set up.
Right.
So it's like...
It was just, hey, there's a field over there.
Yeah. Everybody. Hey, plop down. And that's one of the more shocking moments from that Fire Festival documentary is when at some point late in the night, they say, you know what? Go get your tents. Go get your cabanas. And it's all muddy, and everyone's going, and they're looting and stealing tables and pillows from each other's cabana.
It is exactly how the state of Oklahoma came to be. Like, everyone's just going to line up and then run for stuff.
This one person tweeted out, this is Fire Festival 2.0, was not allowed to leave the campsite during 14 hours to go get food or water, and they were not selling any either. another one says...
What a disaster.
Another tweet says... Vestaville is a fake. I just got to the festival campsite, not even set up, with no food and no transportation.
Okay, you know how everything accelerates and becomes even bigger and more obnoxious than the last thing? I feel like the fake music fest is what memes used to be.
Yeah.
Like, memes have been outgrown. Now it's just who can create the bigger, most fraudulent music fest.
So Seth Rogen and Andy Samberg and The Lonely Island are working on a Netflix movie.
Oh, God.
That's going to be a parody of a...
Okay.
I believe Seth Rogen will be the guy running the show who doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Now, others there describe the scenes as beyond scary. There have been uploaded videos of attendees screaming and throwing objects at festival workers. He's throwing like a plant. Here's some fruit.
Have at it.
People can be seen running through the gates and charging past police as police officers and dogs. Police dogs.
Oh, okay. Just not pets of police officers?
Man, you got to get your money back, right? Like, how does that work? Or is it just one of those things where it's like, you're screwed?
No, you log on and go, dear internet, can I get my money back for this fraudulent music festival? Hey, I think we need to fully understand the first piece of audio that Shippy played. Can you play that first Ja Rule cut again about 90s night?
Yeah.
They said this is 90s night.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Not this is 90s night.
They said
this was 90s night.
And remember to tell them.
That is very much barbecue's galore.
He's just there. Night. Like, I'm here.
Let's hear that again. They said this was 90s night.
They said this is 90s night.
So is he thinking that, much like Firefest, something has been promised and it's actually not that? Like, he showed, like, hey, I thought it was 90s night.
I think he was explaining to the Bucks, who were warming up already as he was getting ready to perform.
Let me explain to the crowd who I am.
This is 90s night, so you guys just keep shooting.
Oh.
But I'm out here.
No, I think he showed up and realized it's not actually 90s night. They said this was 90s night.
They said this is 90s night.
It's really just Bucks and Jazz on the halftime show.
I could have just watched this on League Pass. I thought I was getting, like, some 90s stuff with this, right? Where's you know, Color Me Bad?
I guess not.
I got screwed. I love that Color Me Bad song.
Elsewhere in news around the world, though, Skin, the final story of the weekday update. I've proclaimed this the final story.
Let's hear about it.
Let's hear it.
So there is a cruise in Germany that's happening, and it's called the Torture Ship. And it's where sex fetish fans all go.
Shippy?
What, because it's a ship?
Now, the article is really good because it says 500 people in full bondage, gimp masks, horse heads, and fishnet vests partied on a pleasure cruise.
Is anyone into hot BDSM? Oh, come on, man. That was the worst when you interrupted our corporate meeting by standing on a table and yelling that. I'm so glad Shippy rolled on that. He interrupted our fearless leader, Brian Purdy, to stand on a table and yell this.
Is anyone into hot BDSM?
And Spittle had to get him down.
Oh, you, sir?
KT, stop. Get off that table. Get in my office.
That'll do. Fine. Let's go.
No. I'm not propositioning you. I'm telling you, get off the table. You're ruining the meeting. It's kind of a grinder app, right?
They set sail on a lake for the world's largest.
And that's how you met Mike Fisher.
Fisher was in.
It's the world's largest BDSM boat party. The turnout was lower this year due to the heat wave. But that didn't stop some from donning skin-tight latex costumes.
Who's into BDSM?
Yeah.
Of course it's hot. You're in a skin-tight leather costume and wearing a horse head mask. It's hot out there.
That's where I draw the
line. Just wear a bathing suit.
Yeah, dude. I'll keep the latex on, but the horse head's got to go when it gets too hot.
Just wear a bathing suit.
Now, the horse rear, I'll keep that on, but I won't wear the horse head.
No. I want to show you this one picture of this this girl. What's she wearing?
Okay. Oh, my God. That is... Are we sure that's a girl?
It is.
I don't think so. I think that's a dude that shaved his legs.
Also, in other breaking news...
You need to tweet out a picture of that.
I can tell you that our good friends D and Chi will be opening up for Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan July 13th at the Toyota Music Factory.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, you know how much I love Michael McDonald. I know. I freaking love Chaka Khan.
Also, show programming note, the John Daniels show for this week will be tomorrow at 4:20.
Hold on, don't bury Prove the it. John Daniels thing with the Michael McDonald, Chaka Khan, D&G news.
We'll do July concerts tomorrow.
That's incredible, dude.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that, a weekend?
You know.
Shippy, can you confirm what day of the week July 13th is?
Yep.
It's going to be a Saturday.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.